Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest updates in dermatology, to exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Morgan Petronelli. Today, we're discussing a subspecialty of dermatology, pediatrics, including how to become a pediatric dermatologist, as well as the benefits and responsibilities associated with the career. Let's dive right in. Today I have joining me Dr. Heather Branling Bennett, Vice President of Workforce and Special Advocacy for the Society of Pediatric Dermatology, Associate Professor in the Department of Pediatrics with an adjunct appointment in the Department of Medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine, and an attending in the Division of Dermatology at Seattle's Children's Hospital. Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Dr. Branling Bennett, today. So let's dive right in. The first question I have is, you know, what is a pediatric dermatologist?
Well, a board certified pediatric dermatologist is someone who has done an internship. It can be, but doesn't have to be in pediatrics. Some have actually done a full pediatric residency, but you could also do an internship or residency in medicine or just a transitional year or even surgery. Then you do 3 years of dermatology residency and 1 year of pediatric dermatology fellowship and pass boards in both general dermatology and pediatric dermatology. Pediatric dermatologists care for patients with skin concerns from birth until at least age 18, and a lot of us will continue to see our patients until they're 21 or sometimes beyond, particularly if they have a skin condition in which the pediatric dermatologist has a particular expertise, like a genodermatosis. We treat a huge spectrum of skin diseases, and I think what's also unique is we navigate issues related to child development and family dynamics, which really makes our jobs challenging but also really rewarding.
You know, going off of that, you know, what are some of the most commonly seen skin manifestations in pediatrics?
So as I alluded to, we treat quite a range of diagnoses, and I think we treat lots of common things, eczema, psoriasis. We also treat lots of infections, warts, molluscum, but I also think of, even though they're not common in general skin disease, we also treat a lot of rare things that might make up a big part of our practice, and it might depend on what a particular provider's area of expertise is. They might see a lot of patients with X, Y, or Z. For example, my interest is in autoimmune connective tissue disease, so I end up seeing a lot of patients with morphea, which is a rare disease, but it's something that I see a lot because it's my area of interest.
You know, in going off of that as well, you know, what made you want to get into pediatric dermatology?
So when I was in medical school, I actually wanted to be a pediatrician, and I was applying in pediatrics towards the beginning of my fourth year. I had done a continuity clinic in medical school that was in a pediatric practice, and so many of our patients came in with skin complaints. Studies have actually found that about 30% of pediatric visits involve a skin concern. And I did a pediatric derm rotation so that I would be better prepared to be a pediatrician and a pediatric resident and practice. And I actually just ended up falling in love with this specialty. I think I really enjoyed the patients, the variety of the diagnoses. I liked the fast pace of the clinic, but the ability to practice both in the outpatient setting in clinics, but also do some inpatient medicine and consult service. I really liked the pediatric dermatology community as well. So I also liked the way we made diagnoses based on the physical exam, and we didn't rely on labs or other tests to make our diagnoses. I really like the way we can build relationships with patients over time, the patients and their families. We see some of our patients more often than they see their primary care providers, and so we really can build close relationships. I also went to my first Society for Pediatric Dermatology meeting as a medical student, and just going to that first meeting, I could already sense what a great community it was. The pediatric dermatologists are really caring providers. They're really dedicated to patient care, scholarship, innovation, collaboration service, and also just to each other. It's a really close-knit community, and I could appreciate that even as a medical student.
How are some of the day-to-day duties different from a typical dermatologist?
Well, so obviously our practice is primarily of pediatric patients, or almost entirely pediatric patients, depends on the pediatric dermatologist. Some do practice both pediatric and general dermatology. Pediatric dermatologists practice in a variety of settings. I think many of us are in academia, but some are in private practice. Most of us do a bulk of outpatient clinics, but also some inpatient consult care. I think in contrast to a general dermatologist, we probably do less general skin checks, but we do see a huge range of dermatologic conditions. And I already mentioned that we'll see common inflammatory diseases or infections. We also are experts in vascular anomalies and rare genodermatoses like ichthyoses and epidermal lysis bullosa, for example. And I'd also point out that children are not just little adults. We see disorders that are not seen in adults or present differently in children. And we make diagnoses that can have really a lifelong implication, whether it be how it might affect their growth and development or their quality of life, both as a child and potentially even as an adult. We also have to know about normal childhood growth and development so that we know when to worry if something isn't quite right. We have to know how to dose medications in children, which is different from how you dose medications in adults. And we have to learn to navigate family dynamics, how to handle uncooperative children. We have to think about transitioning adolescents from being sort of help their parents helping them with their care to really being independent in their care. And I think one of the things that's really interesting about our job is thinking about the psychosocial implications of having a visible skin disease during childhood. I think we can all remember tumultuous times in our childhood without even having the added challenge of a visible difference that can impact how others treat you or your self-esteem. And so that's something that pediatric dermatologists really think about.
And what are some of the benefits of subspecialties like pediatric dermatology?
Well, I'm biased. I obviously think there are so many benefits of being a pediatric dermatologist. I think first and foremost, it's really a privilege to care for children. It's an honor when a family entrusts you with the care of their child, which is just such, it's a, their precious child. And when they give you that honor, it's really something that you take seriously. And I think I reflect so much on the relationships I've had over years. I've been in practice for now 11 years, and I have so many wonderful patient and family interactions that I cherish. And I think just, you know, every time I'm in clinic, there's just moments of joy just because children are children and, you know, they make you laugh, they inspire us, you know, they can make things challenging as well, but it's really fun and rewarding. And I think being a pediatric dermatologist, you know, we're dedicated clinicians, but we also get the opportunity to teach, participate in research, do community service. We can take on leadership roles. For example, a growing number of pediatric dermatologists are dermatology residency program directors. And I think that really speaks to the commitment to education and leadership in our group. And we have really wonderful colleagues across the world. We're a small group, a small specialized group, and so we're tight-knit. And I already mentioned the Society for Pediatric Dermatology and our annual meeting. It's held every summer, and it's one of the highlights of my year, both professionally and socially, personally. I learn a lot professionally, and I also have an opportunity to connect with colleagues who have really become dear friends over the years. And I'll also mention the Pediatric Dermatology Research Alliance, or PEDRA, which is a newer organization that's focused on research, and it's a wonderful way for us to collaborate and get support from each other and from the Foundation for Research Projects that help further innovation in our field.
And what are some of the compensation benefits as well?
So I, you know, on average, I will admit that a pediatric dermatologist probably makes less than a general dermatologist, but I think we're still very well compensated. Your salary is going to obviously vary depending on how long you've been in practice, your particular productivity, how much clinic you do, for example, your geographic location. But it is comparable or better than a lot of other pediatric subspecialties. The Society for Pediatric Dermatology actually recently put together a resource guide that's entitled Your Career Starts Here. And that actually gives some very specific ranges for compensation. And it also talks about the benefits of being a pediatric dermatologist. I'll mention it can be found on the Society for Pediatric Dermatology website, which is pedsderm.net. And I'd say that pediatric dermatologists generally have a really good lifestyle. Lifestyle may depend whether you're in academics or private practice, whether you're in a solo or group practice, but really we generally have a good work-life balance and we're happy people.
Great to hear. And my last question is, you know, do you have any advice for anyone currently pursuing or thinking about pursuing pediatric dermatology?
I would tell them to go for it. I think I already said we're happy people. I really think the vast majority of pediatric dermatologists genuinely love what we do. You know, we are privileged when families entrust us with the care of their child. We can really be inspired by the resilience of our patients and our families, and we learn so much from them. And I also really value the variety that I have in my career. I get to care for patients that range from newborns to young adults. I get to see a wide array of diagnoses from simple to really complex. I get to carve out an area of expertise where I can focus my research interests, but also be a general pediatric dermatologist. We have a pretty high volume outpatient clinic practice, but we also get to see really challenging inpatient consults, which is fun and, you know, helps us grow and learn. We get to do procedures, so surgeries and lasers, often in the outpatient setting as well as in the operating room under general anesthesia. I get to participate in education, teaching medical students, dermatology residents, pediatric and family medicine residents, fellows, not just pediatric dermatology fellows, but fellows from other specialties. We're frequently asked to educate our colleagues in other specialties like emergency medicine or hospital medicine or neonatology or neurology. The list can go on. They often ask us to come and give talks to their groups. We can be involved in cutting edge research. And I already mentioned we have a really collegial community across the world of pediatric dermatologists. And we can pursue leadership both within our divisions or departments, our hospital, our medical schools / universities, and then regional, national, and international societies. And so you can have a really diverse, rewarding career as a pediatric dermatologist. So go for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate it. And you have a great day.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, you can visit www.dermatologytimes.com.